Professor, I am indeed very sorry for being late with my last assignment. Thank you for your lenience in giving me a little longer to complete your second assignment. I want to get it right, so I'm going to send you a couple of progress reports. This is the first of them. In a broader sense, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your tutoring me in the first place. I know that you could easily turn me in and get me expelled, and I'm so grateful that you've chosen not to. If it suits you to call me a whore, you may. However, I want you to know that whores do it primarily for payment of some sort. I do it primarily for the gratification I get from doing what you want. I do it for you, but I really do it for me. I think the most fulfilling life is one in which you can make a living doing something that you love, and Professor, I love sex. I submitted to Alex, but I must make myself understood here. I enjoyed every minute of it. Just like I enjoyed begging for your cock. Just like I enjoyed the feeling of your other student, Emily, orgasming on my face. You know what I really loved about these things, though? That it pleased you. I enjoy pleasing you. That menacing chuckle under your breath when you were watching me hit Emily. Oh, that's the thing that sends shivers up my spine, even just thinking about it. I love that it pleases you, treating me like a whore. I want you to teach me how to use my natural inclinations towards sex to get ahead in my life. And I am more than happy to serve you. And that's why I'm writing to you right now. I've been thinking about the second assignment, to seduce Michelle, give her exactly the kind of fucking that she needs, rough, aggressive, painful even, and then leave her. I do understand the lesson that you were trying to teach me, but admittedly, I'm very afraid of the fallout on this one. She seems so sweet. I'm not going to ask you to give me a new assignment. I know that would be futile and wrong to boot, but I am indeed afraid of breaking her somehow. I spent a little time getting to know her, and girl's got a very dirty mind. The day after you gave me my assignment, I came to class wearing the exact outfit she described as her favorite in one of her early entries. And instead of sitting up front where I normally sit, I sat next to her in those two seats by the radiator that are kind of jammed together. I didn't do any of the things I would typically do that would work on a guy. I get the sense that direct isn't a good approach with her. In that one class, I just sat next to her, flitted my eyes over to her every now and again, smiled shyly. I even spoke under my breath to her to make fun of you for that one awful joke that you always crack during class. Seriously, every damn time, Professor, you made it too easy for me. She looked at me with really wide eyes and she smiled. I know she liked me finally taking notice of her. I think she was surprised I'd say something so irreverent about the teacher of the class. How disrespectful. Oh, if only she knew that it was a means to an end, and if only she knew how much I really do respect you. Over the last little while, I've started to change a few of my habits to get closer to her, but not too close, since I don't want to scare her off. I'm sure you've noticed that we sit together in class now. Does this please you, Professor? I really hope so. I've been through Michelle's blog, and I've read everything she's written. I did that on the bus to my apartment right after our last meeting. There was certainly some interesting reading. I had no idea that she was even interested in girls, let alone me. And I certainly had her figured for a missionary-only, dinner dates and flowers kind of girl. But here's the thing. I'm not really sure where to go next. We've had lunch in the commons together a few times in the last week, and we have a pretty constant chat dialogue on our phones. Today, I finally felt like it was the right moment to ask her out. I'm taking her to that indie film that's playing in the theater just off campus. It'll be Friday night, and she's expressed interest in it, so I'm going to take her. I expect that everyone will be at the bar, so the movie theater will be empty, and a good place for my next move. Here's my concern, though. I'm not sure what that next move should be. I know I'm going to kiss her, and I know she's going to love it. I can taste her strawberry lip gloss on my lips already, and I'm excited just thinking about it. Beyond that, though, I really don't know. She wants to be treated roughly, that much I know, but I don't know how exactly to give it to her. I'm going to share a small excerpt from an entry she wrote last week, just after I started paying a little extra attention to her. Here goes. She sat down next to me, and all I could think about was the way she smelled. Her perfume was just right, not too much, not too little, and, well, I think she might have been turned on. When she found her seat in class and looked over at me, a little thrill of fear shot through me. Could she tell what I was thinking? She had to know how much I wanted her. I get stupid and tongue-tied whenever we're in the same groups for discussions. I always want to say something, but I think she probably doesn't even realize I exist. How could she? I'm quiet. I don't say much. I don't blame her. But it doesn't mean I don't think about her all the fucking time. I fantasize about her using me for her own pleasure. I want her to push me down onto the floor and sit on my face so I can taste her, smell her everywhere. I want to give her the orgasm that makes her scream at the top of her lungs. I want to feel her pull my hair as she rides my face. That beautiful pain, I want it. And that's just the start. I want everything from her. I want her to use my body. I want her to take pleasure from me. I want her to give pain to me. I want it all. Professor, I don't know how to do that. I've never been the one to inflict pain, except for that admittedly sad little ass slap I gave Emily when you instructed me to. I don't know how to do it. I've had it done to me, but I'm deep in my own experience of the whole thing. I'm sure if I were actually in it, deep in the situation, I could easily inflict a lot of pain, give her exactly the sensation she wants, but I'm not sure how to cross that threshold. Clearly, I can't just kiss her in the back of a movie theater and then, after that kiss ends, slap her across the face. So, I'm not exactly sure how to make it happen. I'm thinking it might start with a kiss in the back of a movie theater. And if she enjoys that, which she will, then I'll let my hands start to wander. I know she'll wear a skirt because I told her that little black flippy skirt looks really cute on her. I'll be gentle this time, caressing and stroking all the parts of her body. And when my hands travel down to her thighs, she'll want to moan. I'll tell her she has to stay quiet because we're in the movie theater, but of course she won't be able to. Because I'll slowly start inching toward her pussy. That soft spot right before you reach the pussy lips, at the very top of your thigh. The way it feels like inevitability. When you know you're about to be touched, but you know it's still going to feel like an electric shock. That's one of my favorite parts about seducing a woman. I know what that particular touch feels like, and I love giving that sensation to someone else. Just when I hear her breath catch in my ear, thick with desire and anticipation, I'll pull her panties to the side and drive two fingers into her, steadily filling her as far as my fingers will let me. I can tell you that she will moan out loud at that point, and I'll clap my hand over her mouth and whisper in her ear. I'll tell her that she has to be silent, but then I'll work her pussy with my fingers. Work her clit with my thumb, and push her closer and closer. I'll tell her to hold the orgasm in, edge, until I've decided that she's ready. Will it be in 2 minutes? the remaining hour of the movie? I just don't know. That will depend on how mean I'm feeling at the time. But I do know this. If she makes so much as a squeak, I'm gonna bite her neck in that sensitive spot between her jaw and collarbone. I'll bite her so hard that she wants to squeak and pull away, but I know it'll feel good to her too. Feels good on me, Professor, and from her blog entries, I think it's safe to say she'll enjoy it. If her body's up for it, I'll pull another orgasm out of her right on the tail of the first. I'll make her lick my fingers clean and say thank you. What do you think, Professor? Am I on the right track? The thing is, I'm so used to being submissive, or at least bratty, I don't know how to be dominant. Professor, would you please teach me? Explain to me how to get into the headspace that says it's okay to extract pleasure from someone else. How to take control. I'll be delivering another progress report again soon when I feel confident that I'm on the right track. I promise, Professor. I want to do well for you. I want to hear you call me pet the way you called Emily. I want to learn how to take control, but I desperately need you to teach me.